97.9 of the Hill. You're on the Aaron Keck Show. I'm AJ filling in for the vacationing Aaron Keck, joined now by the one, the only, Mr. Victor Lewis. He's going to be helping me with Kids Q today. Victor, how are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. I miss Aaron Keck, straight up.
You and me both.
Yeah.
Because if Aaron was here, I would be doing the after hours as usual, which, of course, you're filling in admirably.
I am. Now I get to do the after hours.
Hopefully, you're going to be filling in admirably for me. if you don't, I'm sure I'll probably hear about it. But so we're going to do Kids Q here. So are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's talk Kids Q.
And it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 right here during the Aaron Keck Show. It's presented by the PTA Thrift Shop and Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Shaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. So, today's question: do you know what the word pollution means, and how do you think you and your family can help with this problem?
Wow, this is the most serious Kids Q I think I have ever heard in my life.
I feel like the last one we did, it was like, what emoji would you be? And now we've gone from...
Do you know what pollution is, and how are we going to solve it?
So we've gone from eggplant to pollution.
Oof. I mean, okay, let's start with what pollution means. What does pollution mean?
I mean, I would assume it's, I mean, to me, pollution is when you do something that then harms the environment, either through, you know, trash being thrown into the environment, cars putting out pollution, that sort of a thing. Basically, it's any damaging of the environment caused by man.
Yeah. I guess at its core, it's things that are there that are not supposed to be there. Like something that doesn't belong, if you really want to try and simplify it the most that you can, it's polluted negative. Something negative that's not supposed to be there. I guess pollution does have that specific negative connotation.
Right, yeah. Pollution is very much a negative connotation, even if necessarily that might not be the case. Because, I mean, you could consider things like pollen to be air pollution, even though it's a natural occurrence.
Yeah, we got light pollution, too, which, I mean, that's not a direct harm to the environment, but it's something that's there that shouldn't be. Anyways, what are we going to do about pollution, my family and I?
I'll let you do this one first.
It's so real. This is such a real question.
And the best part is we're going to judge you on your response.
Yeah, and I'm always trying to think about this sort of thing, and I kind of don't want to get super dark with you here.
Besides, because we're only here till 7. I don't know if we really have a lot of time to go into this.
But obviously, our environmental maintenance is something that I care a great deal about. So I guess personal steps that I take to reduce my pollution in the world that I live in is trying to consume less. I kind of think that that's the main way to help, is to consume less.
I mean, I think it's one of those things where even if you can affect no one else directly, if you can do your best to kind of improve where you can.
Your best is all you can do.
Your best is all you can do. So as if each of us improves to our best and tries to do just a little bit better.
And encouraging others.
Don't make them do it, obviously, because you can't, but you can encourage them to be better. And if everyone does that, well, things just, you know, adding up will get better. Like a bunch of small things add together will eventually equal a big thing.
Don't litter. I feel like that's obvious, but I really want to highlight, don't litter. I don't understand the mental process of I'm done with this thing, so I'm going to throw it somewhere.
Right, yeah.
Just walk into a trash can. It's lazy. It's selfish is what it is.
It's not
selfish.
Even really lazy. You have to go through more effort to, let's say you're driving down the road and you want to throw a bag of chips that you finished out the window. Imagine the effort you take to, like, roll down the window, ball it up, look around to make sure the cop's not around to give you a littering ticket, and then hawk it out the window. Just keep it till you get home. You're probably going to walk right by the trash can when you walk through the door.
Instead, you're just making it someone else's problem. Man, I hate littering so much.
Again,
so much.
Just lazy.
Just lazy.
Don't do it.
Selfish and lazy.
Do not do it. So that's the question for today. So if you're driving around at home or eating a snack, hopefully you're throwing it in the trash can when you're done with it, ask your child this question and see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, feel free to share on Facebook or Twitter and tag it at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main using the hashtag KidsQ. Victor Lewis, thank you for joining me today for KidsQ.
Thank you, AJ.
And now on